So another Christmassy thing which everyone loves are candles. So I thought I've got a nice candle here and I would light it. And the first question I'd like to ask is, what shape is a candle flame?
It's a pointy shape, so it's broader at the bottom, pointy at the top, brighter at the top too. Looks like it's going out as well, which is not very encouraging.
Give it a chance to catch up. Okay, so that's what it looks like from the outside. If we look inside the flame, it's quite interesting.
How are you going to do that?
So what I've got here is a sieve. And if you put a sieve over a flame, it takes the heat out of it and stops it burning. So if I put the sieve down over the top of the flame, you see something rather beautiful.
Ah, right. So I'm literally looking down on the flame from above. I'm looking right down inside the candle flame now. The flame stops at the grill. It doesn't go through the grill of the sieve. I can see the flame is hollow so that I can see a flame around the outside with a hole in the middle, effectively. So the yellow bit is only around the outside. And interestingly, as the flame stops, it starts making smoke.
Okay, so the flame is hollow, that's right, because the way a candle works is you get molten wax, which is drawn up the wick, that evaporates, and that's basically just fuel. And for that to burn, it's got to meet oxygen. And so the only place it gets really hot and burns is on the oxygen, is where it meets the oxygen, which is on the outside because the air's outside it. And you're noticing smoke. As I put the gauze down, if it's very, very high up, you get a very black smoke, because that means you're stopping the flame when it's partially burnt. So it's producing soot, and you get a very, very sooty flame. If you go an awful long way down, it goes white. And this white smoke is the wax, which hasn't even started burning yet, cooling down again and basically producing little particles of wax, which looks like smoke.
It just struck me that what we're seeing here with the flame stopping where it meets the grill, that's effectively how a Davy safety mining lamp works, isn't it?
Yep, that's right. The way so Humphrey Davy, back at the beginning of the 19th century, solved a huge problem in mines, whereby you'd build up explosive gases, but you wanted to be able to see, so you wanted a flame. And so what he did was covered the flame with a gauze, and that meant that any explosive gases, the fire couldn't get through the gauze, it would be safe, and also the flame changed colour and things depending on what explosive gases were in there, so you got a warning and you could get out before everything went bang.
Now, Dave, I know you've got a fruit fetish, but I presume you haven't filled my kitchen with these deliciously smelling and very juicy oranges, other than just there must be some science in this.
So this is a really, really nice trick you can do at the Christmas dinner table if you're careful about flammable things around your candle. So make sure there's nothing flammable around your candle, and then peel an orange, but try and peel it in such a way as you don't bend the skin hardly at all. So you want to be very, very careful, probably cut it with a knife, and then very, very carefully remove it so the skin is basically like it was on the orange. I don't know if you ever noticed that when you squeeze an orange skin, you get a kind of spray coming out of it sometimes.
Yeah, I always thought that was a bit of orange juice working its way through the peel.
It's not actually orange juice, and I can show you how we can tell that by squeezing it next to the candle.
Here we go. Ooh! Gosh, it's like a flamethrower.
So we're getting a sort of little burst of flame when that spray meets the candle.
That's amazing. So literally, I can see the spray coming out, and it jets into the candle flame, and it ignites instantly. There's obviously a lot of oil in there then, something very flammable anyway.
So it's an oil called limonene, which is what the orange uses to protect itself from insects. It's insecticidal. And it's also a hydrocarbon, so basically like petrol, and it's incredibly flammable. So if you squirt it into a nice spray into the candle flame...
Oh, that was huge.
It'll burn very, very quickly, and you get rather a nice little fireball.
There you go. You thought the orange peel was absolutely useless. Thank you very much, Dave. Before that, though,